You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Live across Wisconsin on Civic Media. You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, powered by Up North News. Now, from our Lake Wissota studio, here is the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Kreitlow.
Well, hey there, Wisconsin. Good morning. It is 6:06 on a Thursday morning, October 23rd, 2025. It's another beautiful morning to have you here up north, live from Lake Wissota, from wherever you're spending your mornings, listening across the Civic Media Radio Network, or catching us by podcast, YouTube, Facebook, however you got here. We appreciate that you're getting your day started right here. I got a question for you, and it's our question of the week from our Sunday morning newsletter. What's your stance on online sports betting in Wisconsin, especially when you consider that things like, you know, DraftKings and FanDuel and others, technically, they're not legal in Wisconsin. You could, you know, face misdemeanor gambling charges. It doesn't happen. It's kind of like the machines and all the bars and things around here. It's just not worth the effort. But what about having a fully legalized version of sports betting rooted in Wisconsin, where through the tribal casinos that want to participate, you could then online make sports bets, you know, that way from your couch? I mean, it's an exploding industry. There's just no doubt about it. But is that necessarily a good thing? Is it no big deal, but, you know, some people are going to become addicted and that's just part of what happens? Or is the risk too great and betting should not be expanded? What are your thoughts on that? We ask that in our weekly newsletter, Sunday Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. You can sign up for that at upnorthnewswi.com. Be among the first to see, among the first to answer. And then we tally up all the responses and share them, you know, the following weekend with a new question of the week. But it being Thursday and I'm getting set to, you know, tally up some of this week's responses for the newsletter, I'd love it if you jumped in the comment sections of YouTube or Facebook, or if you use the Civic Media app and text us your thoughts on online sports betting in Wisconsin. Again, for that newsletter, sign up over at upnorthnewswi.com. Coming up in just a bit, we are going to talk about the wrecking crew. I was going to say at the White House, there's actually two wrecking crews at the White House. We've known about the one on the inside, tearing down government institutions, democracy, checks and balances, rule of law, all those things. Now there's literally one on the outside. Yesterday, we were talking about how Trump was breaking his promise not to touch the White House by actually tearing down the facade of the East Wing. And then after the show came the update. No, they're tearing down the entire East Wing of the White House to make room for Trump's big expensive new toy that he claims is going to be funded with private dollars. But, you know, after that's over, there's still going to be the upkeep and everything else that goes along with it. And Congress, meaning you, got no oversight over that whatsoever. That's one of several headlines we'll be following out of Washington today. We'll, on the much lighter side, hear from Sharita Booker, our social media manager, and we will talk about some of this week's events that are coming up. Let's see, right now it's 34 degrees here in the Chippewa Valley right now. It is a chilly one as we head down to Madison Studio A2, where Parker Olson is standing by producing all of the fun and games down here. And Parker Olson, as I heard during the newscast, ace reporter Parker Olson. I also learned yesterday there's some new producers being trained. He's engaged in the training. This man wears many hats, not just a lot of hair and glasses. He does it all.
My luscious locks cannot be contained by all the hats I wear, Mr. Kreitlow.
Clearly not. So how are you?
I'm doing pretty well. I would appreciate it if it got just a little warmer, just a little.
Well,
love the crisp in the air when I leave at 5 a.m.
It is allegedly going to get a little warmer. That's what we hear. But, you know, for the moment, we've got temperatures in the upper 30s pretty much statewide, 28 in parts of western Wisconsin, Hudson, New Richmond, Amory, places like that. It's as warm as 43 in Milwaukee, but also in places like Waupaca reporting 43. Who else? Somebody else nearby there looks to be Sean O. Appleton in at 43. But yeah, a whole lot of 30s and a very, very gradual warm-up is what's coming up. Not the kind where we're not going to see 70 again. We might not even see 60 in parts of Wisconsin for a while here. That's no fun, but it's part of the calendar, you know.
60 is my prime spot. That's where I want to be. 55, yep. Okay, for fall, fine.
All of that works fine, and especially when I compare it to the place where I used to live down in the Cayman Islands in the Caribbean there, where they're watching a storm system. Yeah. And I just remember how much we dreaded this time of year because it was basically, it's like rainy season. Sure. Down there where it's cloudy and rainy a lot, but then any one of those systems could churn into something tropical. And that's the one thing we're not watching up here right now is, does this current system that's down there churning about, does it become a tropical storm? Does it become a hurricane? Does it just become a big old rainmaker? And are we going to get another 6 inches of rain, you know, as often happens in places like that? So I'm just putting in perspective that we all have our weather features. We don't have hurricanes. We also don't have earthquakes, you know, by and large, and some of the other things that other places do. So I can handle some 30s, you know.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, earthquakes, I don't know about you, but earthquakes kind of scare the crap out of me. That has got to be like the worst natural disaster like threat, because it's always looming, like it's always possible. Yes. I don't think there's a season for that.
And if it starts, like, what do you do? Talk about feeling helpless. Like, the earth is literally moving. It's shaking. Walls are tumbling, you know? I'm thankful not to be there. I've been to California, I want to say 3 times. Okay. And it's been fine each time. I can't quibble with it. But the whole time you're there, you're nervous. You're thinking about that, you know? And so if somebody said, no, Pat, you have to live in California for this job or that job, I know a lot of people would be like, oh yeah, bro, go ahead. I just don't know if I could say yes to that.
Okay. I guess we're in different places with this. I would live in California.
Okay. So you just got done telling me the earthquakes freak you out, but you'd still live there anyway.
Yeah.
You would take the risk.
Well, you know, come on. Sometimes you just gotta.
you gotta take one for the team.
Yeah. You take one for the team and live in California.
I really want to get rid of winter and have eternal sunshine. Well, look, if you're into that, then by all means, take that and the risk of the earthquakes that come along with it. It's like I said, you get the good and the bad with everything, no matter where you live. And that what we've got right now are temperatures in the 30s that we'll have to deal with for a little bit longer. And then at some point, the foreseeable future, it won't be long until the 30s. Sound warm to us. It's like, could we please get back to the 30s? So let's keep that in mind. All right, what else is coming up today? Well, the families of people with developmental disabilities are especially worried about their future now that Republicans have shut down key government services and are making health insurance less affordable. And keep in mind this fact, around 80% of women with some form of intellectual disability have been sexually assaulted to some degree. And so access to contraception and other affordable care is especially important. And in our 7 o'clock hour, we're going to talk to one mother about the real life impact of these political games being played by Republicans in the nation's capital. And in our 8 o'clock hour, we're going to talk about how political bluster doesn't lower anyone's grocery bill. You can talk tough, you can say all the things you want to say, but are you actually doing anything to tame inflation? Well, that's certainly reflected in the latest polling on how the president is handling the economy. And the latest polling numbers don't even take into account the newest round of anger sweeping Americans now that President Trump has said he wants to give Argentina a massive buyout. So massive, the bailout, I should say, is enough to pay for the health insurance discounts that he's taking away from Americans for a year or two. And now he's offering to import beef from Argentina, which has left a lot of rural voters and consumers wondering who the heck it is they voted for. We'll talk to Sean O'Malley about that in Your Money and the Markets. We'll also take note that the State of Wisconsin Investment Board, it's a follow-up to a story we talked about a couple months back when it was learned that the State Investment Board had invested somewhat heavily in cryptocurrency, which I'm not sure why any responsible investor would do that, but that's me. Other people have made that decision. And at the time, I recall saying something along the lines of, okay, they're in. Make these investments as smart as you can, and then get out. Well, a story came out this week that said that's pretty much what the state's investment board did. They got in, they made a killing, and then they quickly got out. I mean, back to what we were just talking about with online sports betting. I mean, that's the model you want, is when you win something big, take the winnings, put them in your pocket, and go away. You know, don't put it all back into the rat hole. And so we'll ask Sean about crypto and state investment boards and doing things like that. Talking about sports here for a moment, we've got to get to a brand new season. Parker, the Milwaukee Bucks are underway, and we can already talk about your first place Milwaukee Bucks having won their season opener by defeating the lowly Washington Wizards last night, 133-120. Thank you. Thank you very much. I guess there was a wonderful ovation for Chris Middleton. It was his first game back in Milwaukee since he was dealt at last season's trade deadline. He got a big ovation in the pregame introductions. And then during the first time out of the game, the Bucks played a video tribute to him, also to a very nice round of applause, which I have to say that there are times when I'm like, don't be so buddy-buddy. You know, you guys are supposed to be opponents. You're supposed to be trying to beat each other's brains in. But then there's a time when somebody makes a homecoming where, you know, it's okay to do that. And for Chris Middleton, especially, a very well-liked, respected teammate.
That's great. Yeah, and so impactful, too, for the Bucks over the last, oh God, I don't even know how long. I don't follow the Bucks. That's why I don't know how long. But it seems like a while.
Yeah, well, it's like when Willie Adames came back this season with the San Francisco Giants, and he gets this big ovation,
yeah,
and then he launches a home run, and it was, to me, that was one of the funnier points of the season, was the mix of applause and boos. Like, all right, we're happy for you. Now we hate you. We
you
still love
one.
You.
You get one homer.
You.
That's
you get
it.
One, but then guess what? He got another.
Yeah.
Which is just... So frustrating. But Roger's already on the bandwagon. Giannis for MVP. Yep, I'm with you, Roger. Puts that on Facebook. On YouTube, Tony writes, undefeated. Yep, we got that going for us as well. Mm-hmm. This is a weird one to say. Milwaukee's Gary Trent Jr. scored 17 points. Miles Turner had 11 points in his Bucks debut. We have to learn some new names, including names of people who were rivals previously.
True.
So
Miles Turner has been like an all Wisconsin boy in the last like month or so. I don't follow the Bucks hardly at all, but to see somebody come onto a team and embrace the culture that is already around that team is so awesome. Mm-hmm. Like it put a smile on my face how much he's been having good time with Wisconsin sports.
Hey, come on, that's all we want. Well, along with your athletic ability and please win lots of games, but to also, you know, not be a mercenary, but be a neighbor, be a part of the community. And we appreciate that very much. So hopefully that'll make the Bucks season a little bit more enjoyable. The Bucks, by the way, their second game of the season will be in Toronto come Friday. All right, still ahead, we're going to be talking about the Wrecking Crew, and later we'll get to today's history lesson, more Weird Al Yankovic. He's got a lot in this week's history lessons. That's all coming up from the heart of America's up north. Live from Lake Wissota, I'm Pat Kreitlow from Up North News. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Well, Welcome back. It is 6:22 on a Thursday morning. Time to look ahead to the weekend, and that's where we turn to Up North News social media manager Sherita Booker, who finds all of these things online because she's busy posting all these things online that we do. Look for Up North News WI on your favorite social media platform. Sherita, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Pat. How are you?
Good. I know we've got Halloween next week. We've talked about it a little bit, but we are still very much in fall festival season. But one community has figured out how to combine the two, a little spooky Halloween stuff, a little fall festival stuff. Let's get things started in Beaver Dam.
The 8th Annual Fall Downtown Fest and the 4th Annual Casket Races kick off this Saturday in Beaver Dam.
Sorry, I just want to make sure, in case anybody missed it, it's the Fall Downtown Fest and Casket Races.
Okay. Yes, Casket Races.
All right.
It's an all-day celebration packed with family fun, and you can start your morning with the vendor market at the Watermark from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., full of local crafts, gifts, and treats, plus food served up by the American Legion Auxiliary. Then bring the kids downtown for trick-or-treating from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Businesses will be handing out candy all afternoon. There will also be a pumpkin decorating, costume contests, games, food trucks, and even a chamber of mystery at the Beaver Dam Chamber and Visitor Center. Casket racing, which starts at 1:30, is a fast-paced event where teams push decorated caskets on wheels down South Spring Street. It's a mix of competition and creativity, with the team showing off their designs and costumes as they race for a $1,000 prize. And then the Monster Bar Crawl is from 5 to 11 p.m., where adults can enjoy Halloween-themed cocktails and live music at local bars. So for the full schedule of events, visit beaverdamchamber.com.
This has to be the most well-rounded celebration. Trick-or-treating for the kids, a Monster Bar Crawl, and casket races somewhere in the middle.
That's the first I've heard.
Is amazing. All right, so that's Beaver Dam, and you heard the website. So let's move on. Let's go over to Milwaukee's downtown, and what have they got going on this weekend?
They have the annual Jack-O-Lantern Jubilee, which is downtown Saturday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Bear Community Commons, and it's completely free. And this event will feature complimentary pumpkins while they last, a decorating station hosted by artists working in education, face painting, balloon art, and a live DJ set by Kid Boogie Down. There will also be a special Goosebumps performance by First Stage and Halloween goodie bags and plenty of surprises along the way. The Halloween Village is back and bigger than ever with magical displays and photo ops. And make sure to grab a sweet treat for the kiddos at Andy Candy Apples, or Ben & Jerry's. So for more details, visit MilwaukeeDowntown.com.
MilwaukeeDowntown.com. Everybody welcome, except Josh Shulman, Eric Toney, and any other politicians that like to bash Milwaukee. You clearly are too afraid to show up on a Saturday afternoon in downtown. So everybody else, come on down. And our last stop is going to be Oak Creek.
Yep, Oak Creek Fall Festival is back Saturday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Drexel Town Square. You'll find nearly 100 vendors, live entertainment, hay rides, pumpkin decorating, and even a petting zoo. Kids can get their face painted, meet farm animals, or show off their costume in the Kids Costume Parade at 12:30. There will also be story time in the library, magic shows, caricatures, and an inflatable corn maze. It's also the last day of the Oak Creek Farmers Market, so you can grab some fresh produce, baked goods, and local favorites while you're there. Live music will run all day on the main stage, starting with EP Jazz Combo and the Jake Warren Duo to close things out. It's free to attend and a great way to enjoy the outdoors while the temps are still bearable here in Wisconsin. So for more details, visit oakcreekwi.gov.
Hold on. This might be the most suburban thing I've ever heard of. An inflatable corn maze.
Yeah, that's what it's like in the city.
That's hilarious. I love this. What a great collection of things that Sherita Booker puts together for us. And then we'll get set for Halloween next week. Sherita, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Have a great start to the weekend.
Thank you, too, Pat.
By the way, that's not the only stuff you can do this weekend. There's Waupaca has the Halloween on Main Street this weekend. Whitefish Bay has their Great Pumpkin Festival. Eagle River has Hollow Fest. And the Medford Chamber Harvest Days are all going on this weekend. Head over to travelwisconsin.com to learn much more. All right. Well, in national news, of course, you by now have seen the pictures, even though the Trump administration doesn't want you to see the pictures, that it's no longer just the east facade of the White House that's being torn down. It's the flippin' East Wing. just a massive demolition that nobody would be able to get away with otherwise without a series of, let me take you back to civics class here. Remember checks and balances? You know, I mean, do you think Chief Justice John Roberts could just go and tear down the marble columns outside of there? It's not how it's supposed to work, unless, of course, you're an authoritarian monarch, and then you do whatever you can do and make people have to stop you. So he's getting away with it to this point, but it's not, shall we say, endearing him to people. You know, the polling numbers are not looking good, and this doesn't help. Here's the other thing that doesn't help. The president is doing a shakedown of you, the American taxpayer. Now, at first, it appears like he's engaged in a mob boss style shakedown of the Department of Justice. All right. Because again, the convicted criminal was elected president and is now shaking down the Department of Justice because he gets to run it now and is demanding $250 million to cover all of the expenses and pain and suffering of him being prosecuted, you know, for the crimes that he committed. And it's not that he's shaking down bureaucrats in D.C. If he gets this money, he's getting it from you and me, the taxpayer. That's how this works. Is that really what people voted for? Was to say, sure, Mr. Trump, how much money would you like me to give you? And then, of course, there's the news that Trump once again says he was surprised that Vladimir Putin says one thing but does another when it comes to Ukraine. And so the president is announcing a new round of sanctions. I don't know if they'll work as well as all the other ones did, but you can imagine my shock to find out that Trump was shocked that Vladimir Putin wasn't on the up and up with him about Ukraine. And this is the guy we got running things. Today's history lesson is coming up next. Remember, follow what we do at upnorthnewswi.com or search for UpNorthNewsWI on social media. I'm Pat Kratlow. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Today's history lesson gets started with Dwight Yoakam.
Maybe someday I'll be strong. Maybe it won't be long.
Dwight Yoakam, 69 years old today, kicking off today's history lesson, which has a little bit of a local bent to things today. First off, happy birthday to Channel 7 up in Wausau, WSAW-TV, which signed on this day in 1954. As WSAU-TV, and then would change its call letters to WSAW in 1981. It's been a CBS station pretty much for the whole run, although at times it also belonged to the Dumont Television Network. The Dumont Television Network, basically the Edsel of television networks. Neither one got past the 1950s.
Okay, good. I was going to say I am so unfamiliar with that. I feel like I should have seen that while I was looking for a job.
Nope, absolutely not. No reason to be familiar with Dumont at all. Also, on this day in 1921, the Green Bay Packers played their first ever game in the American Professional Football Association, the forerunner to the National Football League. And in that first game in 1921, they beat the Minneapolis Marines 7-6 at Hagemeister Park in Green Bay. So from the very beginning, the team from Green Bay has been dominant over the team from Minnesota.
Oh, of course. That's
the Minneapolis Marines, because, you know, City of Lakes. That's the best I got. So yeah. On this day in 1961, the number one song was by Dion. Run Around Sue was the number one song this day, 64 years ago. On this day in 2001, Apple Computer released the iPod. Boy, that changed everything. It really did. I mean, and it caught on because Microsoft had, what was it called, the Zune, I think it was. And then there were all these other MP3 players. I had one that looked like a brick. I forget who made it now. And then the iPod came along and everybody was like, oh, that's way better. Let's use that. And that's where we've been ever since.
I don't remember if I had an iPod. Did you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because the iPhone didn't come along for another 5 years or so.
Okay. I remember having the iPod Touch.
everybody had your iPod to go along with your Palm Pilot or your BlackBerry. Those were the big phones at the time.
Techie.
Until once again, Apple came along with the iPhone and people were like, oh yeah, that's better. Because now my music is in my phone too. And now it's in my Apple Watch right here. And pretty soon it'll be the brain chip up here. And, you know, just take my money. Take my money. That's how it works. Also in today's history lesson, the late Johnny Carson, the king of late night, was born this day 100 years ago. This would be Johnny Carson's 100th birthday. He passed away at 80 back in 2005. A serious note in today's history lesson from 1983, when U.S. peacekeepers in Lebanon were attacked. The Marine Corps barracks was hit by a truck bomb, killing 241 Marines and other personnel. All right, let's move up to 2018 right now, and you're going to hear a song on today's history lesson that is not the same as the song we talked about the other day, and that's all because on this day in 2018, the Freddie Mercury biopic Bohemian Rhapsody, starring Rami Malek, premiered. Not Harry Belafonte. Not the Banana Boat song, Parker.
I thought that this was the origin of this, not
the
Banana Boat.
Totally understand how you get that from the very beginning. But back to the movie. Did you see Bohemian Rhapsody?
No, I did not.
Oh, yeah, I think you'd really like that. And you don't have to be a big Queen fan to appreciate the movie. But anyway, Rami Malek did a great job. He did not do all the singing in it. The film used an amalgamation of his voice, some original recording from Freddie Mercury, the vocals of a Canadian singer, Mark Martel. And so it was an interesting bit of high tech so that it wasn't just all Freddie, not all Rami. Yeah. But still a very nice film all the way around. That was on this day in 2018. There was something else going on that day in 2018. Megyn Kelly set the stage for her firing from NBC after making comments supporting blackface on her NBC morning show. It was the last straw after a string of awkward interviews, hostile interviews, lackluster ratings. She made a tearful apology a day or two later, but then was fired a day or two after that. And afterwards, and since that time, you know, same old Megyn Kelly, you know, the one who said it's a, quote, historical fact that Jesus Christ, a man born in the Middle East, was a white man. You do you, Megyn Kelly. Is this not, Weird Al Yankovic is next on the list. Is this not the third time we've mentioned Weird Al this week? Are we?
I think it's the third time.
Yeah. Yep. Well, there's a reason for it today. It has nothing to do with a record being released or novelty songs or anything like that. It's Weird Al's birthday.
Hey, like a surgeon, cutting for the very first time.
And Weird Al Yankovic is 66 years old today. He gave us, of course, I Love Rocky Road and the Hamilton Polka and just a ton of other songs. And yeah, 66 years old today.
I forgot about the Hamilton Polka.
Oh, isn't it good? I really liked it. Actor Ryan Reynolds is 49 years old today. And Chicago had the number one song on the day that Ryan Reynolds was born, this day in 1976. This song confused a lot of people. They're like, wait a minute, this is Chicago, the band with all the trumpets, the horns, the horn band, the brass band, that Chicago, what's this? Well, what this was written by Peter Cetera, sung by him as well, and it became Chicago's first number one hit, and it led to their first Grammy Awards as well, at which point they were like, as we've talked about a lot, there's a lot of groups that start as rock and roll, then they realize there's money to be made in schmaltz. And it was all love ballads and things after that point, because the answer to all your questions is money. 1976, the number one song. Let's see. Beyonce released Irreplaceable on this day in 2006.
To the left.
This song was originally a country record when it was first written. It was rearranged as a mid-tempo ballad with pop and R&B influences. Lyrics were juggled a bit to make it more of a girl power song. It was nominated for the Grammy's Record of the Year, and it became Beyoncé's fourth number one in the U.S., released this day 19 years ago. On this day 50 years ago, speaking of girl power, 1975, 90% of the women in Iceland stopped working to protest the gender pay gap and the unequal distribution of unpaid labor. They essentially shut down the country for the day. They made their point because not long after that, an equal rights law would be passed to address what had been a glaring gender pay gap in Iceland.
90%?
Yep.
That is incredible.
We're not showing up for work. We're not babysitting your kid if they're doing daycare. Just everything that they were doing, they just stopped doing for a day. And you hear people talk all the time about, oh, there needs to be a general strike, A general strike is not an easy thing to pull off, boys and girls. But the girls did that in Iceland this day 50 years ago. All right, it's not often that we do a double play, a double shot, a twin spin, but you're about to get a double dose of Adele because on this day in 2012, the 23rd James Bond film was released and Adele sang the title track to Skyfall. It is quite possible that Skyfall was the last James Bond film that I've seen, and that was 13 years ago. I don't have the list in front of me, but Skyfall sure feels to me like that was the one with Dame Judi Dench in it, and she was wonderful in that film. And I don't really know if I've seen any of the Bond films since.
I don't think I have ever seen any Bond films.
Okay, we're gonna pause the show here for just a moment, folks, so that all of our audience can go as they often go. Parker. How have you not seen any James Bond films? Any?
I don't
think. Okay. All right, folks, you know what to do. You got to get in the comment sections right now, and you've got to give a recommendation because you know what? They are not all good.
I was going to say, there's so many, they cannot all be good.
Some of them are absolute turkeys. I will be the first to admit it. Some of them got a little bit darker, just a little too much on the torture and stuff like that.
Sure.
But there are, yep, Tony right there in YouTube. What? How many question marks and exclamation points can he get in there? But there, now Skyfall was a pretty good one. And like I said, I've only seen, I don't know, somewhere between 5 and 10 myself. But there are a couple of really good ones in there. So I'm hoping that some James Bond fans will help a Parker out, okay? And give your recommendations on what Parker should see one of these weekends when he finally catches up with, civilization. So that was Adele singing along to Skyfall in 2012. 3 years later, Adele released a new single. It was the first single with more than 1 million downloads in its first week. In 2015, so 10 years ago today, do you remember when she first said to everybody, stepping up to the microphone?
Hello, it's me.
Have you seen the Saturday Night Live skit about this one with the family around Thanksgiving dinner?
Oh, I think so.
It's a very, very dysfunctional family, and they're arguing and everything, and then suddenly Adele's Hello comes on. And they all just get very tranquil and they all get into the song and they all love each other again. It's such an Adele thing.
Adele lives specifically in the early 2010s to me and in zero other timeline in all of history.
Oh, sure.
It's like only exists
the Beatles in the 60s. Yeah. She's very well defined there. Alicia found the keyboard. I want to know, Parker, how is this possible?
Yeah.
Having not seen the James Bond film. Tony jumps back in and says, Daniel Craig is really good as Bond. I personally really liked Pierce Brosnan. Yeah, me too, Tony, and certain other people that I know. Big Pierce Brosnan fans. And I actually thought he would do a couple of more films. But Daniel Craig was really good from the get-go. As James Bond, but I grew up, of course, in the 70s. Roger Moore was James Bond, And you know, then there are others who have played him as well throughout the years. There's always this rumor out there that Idris Elba is going to play him in some future movies. I don't know if anything's going to become of that. But there you go. Little catching up for Parker to do on James Bond. What do we got for the National Day calendar today?
It is Croc Day. The shoes.
Croc Day, like the shoes.
Crocs. Yes, I'm a big fan of Crocs, although I do not have any anymore. I have not since I was a kid.
It turned out I had one pair accidentally. Oh. I really liked the pair of sandals, and one day I looked at them and I'm like, oh, they're Croc sandals. All right, well, I guess I like Crocs now. What else?
You mentioned earlier iPod. It is iPod Day. Okay. It is also Slap Your Coworker Day.
Which is why we do this by distance. We found out that virtual shows work better on days like this. And one more?
It is also TV Talk Show Host Day. Not quite radio,
wrong.
But we're close.
Nope. We're just going with Talk Show Host Day.
All right.
Don't you be leaving out those radio people. You got that? Okay. Happy TV Show Host Day for Johnny Carson's 100th birthday. Alicia recommends Casino Royale, and we will pause here. I'm Pat Kreitlow. This is the Civic Media.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
All right, you can get our daily newsletter at Up North News. Head over to upnorthnewswi.com and get yourself signed up. Hit subscribe up in the banner up at the top of the page there. And just taking a look at some of the things that Ellie is putting into today's newsletter. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Here are ways that you can help. Help with Breast Cancer Awareness Month, help yourself with early detection and things like that. So we've got that in there. And also our story about Halle Berry, we talked about yesterday how she did a press conference and then later testified virtually to a legislative committee about menopause and women's health and the need to put more resources into things like education, public education about menopause, treatment of symptoms. And so all that and more is in our daily newsletter. Head over to upnorthnewswi.com to learn more. 6:53 right now. And before we took a break, we were educating Mr. Parker Olson, esteemed producer here on Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, powered by Up North News on the Civic Media Radio Network, about James Bond films and whether you would recommend any in particular. And just before the break, both Alicia and Tony highly recommended Casino Royale, although Tony also puts up on YouTube, you have to watch GoldenEye, just from the massively popular GoldenEye on Nintendo 64 back in the day. Also has Sean Bean as the villain, so a nice connection to Game of Thrones.
Oh,
I did not know that. Did not see that coming.
When I think Sean Bean, I think Lord of the Rings and National Treasure. That's my generation.
Oh, well, I suppose, yes, that would be yours. And then some of us are in the Game of Thrones cycle. I could hear people yelling at the radio when we rattled off some of the James Bond characters, you know, Roger Moore and Pierce Brosnan and others going, hello, Sean Connery, the first James Bond.
I was,
and again,
that.
Parker's generation over here going, wait, the guy from Celebrity Jeopardy? You know, laughing at Will Ferrell's Alex Trebek. Yeah, same guy, but he was a lot younger then. Dr. No from 1962 and From Russia with Love in 1963. Goldfinger from 1964. That's one that a lot of people say is like, that's just your classic Bond right there. Thunderball in 1965. You Only Live Twice in 1967. And then apparently, I don't know, he was done because the next James Bond in one and only one movie was the utterly forgettable George Lazenby in 1969 for On Her Majesty's Secret Service. Sean Connery did Diamonds Are Forever in 1971. And then Roger Moore took over. And so a lot of us grew up with movies like Live and Let Die, The Man with the Golden Gun, The Spy Who Loved Me. By the time they got to Moonraker in 79 and For Your Eyes Only in 81, I was just like, okay, we might be done with this. But no, there were more. There was Octopussy in 1983, View to a Kill in 1985. And then it was turned over to the also utterly forgettable Timothy Dalton, which Does anybody remember The Living Daylights from 1987? No, you do not. License to Kill in 1989. They then turned things over to Pierce Brosnan, who did Goldeneye in 95, Tomorrow Never Dies, The World Is Not Enough, Die Another Day. Also, he did four of them before Daniel Craig came along. And Daniel Craig's Casino Royale was 2006, which, yes, I would say that was his first Bond movie and was extremely good. It was followed by Quantum of Solace, which was a little darker. I was a little more iffy. And then Skyfall in 2012. And at that point, I was like, okay, I feel like I've seen enough of these. So I have not seen Spectre, which was 10 years ago now, 2015, and No Time to Die from 2021. So if there are new ones in the works, I don't know who's playing them or when they might be coming out. Or much like Marvel movies, have they run their course?
Well, I was going to say, because I don't know. Clearly, I don't know. Are James Bond films all like in one canonical timeline?
No. They learned long ago. Kind of like Game of Thrones are like, we're now just making stuff up as we go. You have to. It's same with Marvel. It's just and now all of the Batman movies. How many origin stories of Batman and Spider-Man have we seen over time?
Every
generation wants their own origin story. And then a couple of sequels, and then you start over again. Rinse, repeat.
Yeah. Okay.
Do you have some better entertainment news for us? We can get off the James Bond thing here now. What else you got?
I have a little entertainment news. The NFL is keeping Bad Bunny as the Super Bowl halftime performer, despite a lot of whining.
Oh my God, so much whining. People, do you hear yourselves going, "Oh, Bad Bunny, not an American man, speak English." So many people want George Strait. George Strait, which, again, I know, country legend. Everybody likes him. All right, fine. Get a stage, put it at the 50-yard line, put a stool on the stage next to a mic stand, put a piece of white toast on the stool, let it sing, and that'll make people happy as long as it's not Bad Bunny. That, you know, they will take vanilla George Strait anytime. So let me just say, there are a lot of geniuses out there who got on social media and know that George Strait did this wonderful song in Spanish called El Rey. And they are so on the money saying Bad Bunny and George Strait need to come out together on stage and do a version of El Rey. That is genius. That is your Coca-Cola, I'd like to teach the world to sing moment right there, if we could get that. So all you folks who just want George Strait, stop it. Let's get George Strait and Bad Bunny, Tony, on YouTube. That would be amazing, right? And then, you know, maybe get a few other people out there. Maybe get Beyonce. You know, get all this. What's the word I'm looking for? Diversity. And
what
watch
idea?
Donald Trump's mind go. Phew. Oh, I just made myself so happy. You know why? Because it would make a lot of other Americans happy too, to see that, you know, there's so much that unites us about music and about appreciation for each other's cultures. And that for at least a moment, the dividers and the haters, the ones who want to undermine what's already planned for the Super Bowl, can just sit down and shut up and enjoy this wonderful spectacle that could be put on, starting with, as it should, Bad Bunny. I think that'd be awesome. So much more ahead for the next 2 hours, powered by Up North News. These are Mornings with Pat Kreitlow here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Again, follow us at upnorthnewswi.com. So much more ahead right after the news here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.